the storm. Everything can change in the blink of an eye. So let the good times roll before we say goodbye. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're a fool in love. Sometimes you're the Louisville slugger, baby. Sometimes you're the ball. Sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're gonna lose it all. Sometimes you're the windshield. Sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're just a fool in love.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. The presidential debate, I'm Sherry Preston. During the first and maybe only debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump in Philadelphia last night, Trump claiming that the Middle East will be destroyed if Harris wins the election.
The whole place is going to get blown up. Arabs, Jewish people, Israel will be gone.
And the vice president saying of Russia,
if Donald Trump were president, Putin would be sitting in Kyiv right now. And understand what that would mean, because Putin's agenda is not just about Ukraine.
As for the analysis, Chris Christie, the former Republican governor of New Jersey, says in his opinion, Harris was prepared and Trump was not.
She laid traps and he chased every rabbit down every hole instead of talking about the things that he should have been talking about. This is the difference between someone who's well prepared and someone who's unprepared. Whoever did debate prep for Donald Trump should be fired.
This is ABC News. Strong winds pushing three growing wildfires in Southern California. Eric Sherwin with the San Bernardino County Fire Department in Wrightwood.
These winds are gusty. They moderate at times, allow our crews to get into those neighborhoods, set up point defense, do what we can, move out when the fire activity gets too great, and then we re-engage in between.
That county dealing with two big fires, the Line Fire at over 32,000 acres, now 14% contained, and the Bridge Fire has crossed the county border, burning over 34,000 acres there and in Los Angeles County, and is 0% contained. Keurig is now on the hook for a fine that could buy over 2 million K-Cups, the coffee giant agreeing to pay $1.5 million for misleading claims about just how recyclable those little K-Cups actually are. And your Mega Millions ticket is not a winner unless you happen to buy it in Sugarland, Texas. One ticket sold there, hitting all numbers, taking the $800 million jackpot. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American potatoes, cheese sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American cheese sauce. Bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Right now at Macy's, it's the perfect time to start looking ahead to fall. Shop all the on-trend wardrobe updates you can wear now and keep wearing later, like flowy full-length dresses and easy lightweight layers, like blazers, cardigans, and jackets. And Macy's has great deals on fall updates for every room in your home, like warm bedding and kitchen essentials. Plus, download the app for exclusive savings, inspiration, and more today at Macy's.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Todd Allen. Prosecution of a teen charged in the 2020 death of Lily Peters will remain in adult court. The Wisconsin Court of Appeals decision Tuesday affirmed a Chippewa County judge's decision earlier this year to keep the criminal case against the now 16-year-old charged in the death of the 10-year-old Chippewa Falls girl in adult court. A Madison man accused in a fatal shooting outside a Beloit Memorial High School basketball game in January of 2022 takes a plea deal in Rock County Court. Amari Goodall was sentenced to 5 years in prison and 5 years extended supervision. The death of 19-year-old Zion Broomfield. Flags in Wisconsin will fly at half-staff today to honor those who lost their lives on 9/11. Governor Tony Evers has also declared a state day of service and remembrance, encouraging Wisconsinites to give back to their neighbors and communities. Wednesday marks 23 years since the attacks that led to the deaths of nearly 3,000 people.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level, with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level, with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
One in four people aged 65 or older has a fall each year. Don't be one of them. The Pepin and Buffalo County ADRC is presenting a Stepping On workshop, an evidence-based workshop that focuses on fall prevention tips and tricks. Participants hear from experts on how to identify and remove fall hazards. Stepping On can help you avoid a dangerous and costly fall so you can keep doing the things you love to do. Classes meet weekly for 7 weeks, starting September 18th in Pepin. Call the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin Counties to sign up or learn more about this free workshop.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits, and if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's going to be sunny and warm for the next several days, but not really all that humid. Today, partly cloudy, 85 our high this afternoon. The wind south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 86. Hey, if you are a weather nerd like me, check out SevereStudios.com. They have live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers. SevereStudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. Lying on the bank of the river, stars are dancing, Lord, it's hot. Holding you is what I live for. I
cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell, and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. Tonight. Now my party pad is out in the woods. Get
my cowboy boots. Coming over tonight.
Joe Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, I was raised in a sophisticated kind of style. Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks hack wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutantes and symphonies. But I like my music hot, like my women wild. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge. Excited leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Should've seen the looks on the faces of my dad and mom when I showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. Cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I dig. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. I like them sweet, I like them with a heart of gold. Yeah, I like them brassy, I like them brazen and bold. Well, they say that opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy side.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Confederate Railroad, Trashy Women, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 50s to low 60s. Another beautiful day in store today, and we will have more details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour, or this hour rather. Also, in our Newsmaker segment, we're going to learn about a new way to potentially scout your fields, and we're going to have more on that in our Newsmaker segment. This reminder, Dunn County Farm Bureau's annual meeting coming up next Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. That's going to be held at the Shirley Doan Senior Center in Menominee. Registration's at 7, the meal at 7:30. The meeting will be held afterwards. That's, again, the Dunn County Farm Bureau's annual meeting next Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Shirley Doan Senior Center in Menominee. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA, and we're going to get an update from the Northeast Dairy Producers, NEDPA. And with me today, Tanya Van Slyke, who's executive director.
We are so lucky in the state of New York to have such an amazing team at Cornell University, Pro Dairies program, that does both research and outreach education in a number of areas, from farm business management to environmental stewardship, soil health, to designing facilities on farms, as well as workforce development.
When you talk about collaboration, there's no better spot than here at the Birthing Center, put on by NIAC, and NEDPA's a big part of that too.
Yeah, so very happy to be here today at the Dairy Cow Birthing Center, put on by NIAC, the New York Animal Eye Coalition. We are one of the founding members of NIAC, NEDPA is, and Eileen Jensen and team here at the Birthing Center, and a whole group of volunteers, are showcasing what it's like to witness birth of a calf, as well as answer questions about what we do on our farms. I will start with Alyssa Keeley. Alyssa has been with us for about 5 years. She is our Director of Communications and Member Services.
Alyssa, is it important to be a member, he says, dripping with sarcasm?
Of course it is, because NEDPA is really an organization that's for all dairy farmers. We represent diverse farms from across New York State, and it's really important for us to serve as a unified voice for our industry, and also helping them through media opportunities, so talking points and helping them share their own voice. And it's really important to consider the audience and really start from scratch, because most people aren't from the dairy industry anymore. So we really need to help them build that foundation of understanding first, and then we can really just help lift up our farmers and give them the strength that they need to represent themselves.
If a dairy farmer has a particular challenge with some situations out there, are you one of the first lines?
Absolutely. So NEDPA is part of the New York Dairy Issues Team, along with New York Farm Bureau, American Dairy Association Northeast, and actually NIAC as well. We want to be that first call when a farm is having an issue so that we can help them navigate through a difficult time.
Tanya, I'll let you chime in a little bit there.
Sure. One of the things that NEDPA prides ourselves on is working collaboratively with other organizations who have different strengths. And so Alyssa just talked about the Dairy Issues Team. The issues that we work on and help farms with on behalf of farms range from helping with community pushback on maybe a manure storage, so bridge the gap, make sure everybody has the opportunity to understand what a project is about and get their questions asked so we can get everybody to in a comfortable place. Unfortunately, farm safety accidents and worker injuries and even the unfortunate situation of fatalities on farms. So our team assists in a number of areas. And then we also have Allison Jones Brimmer, who is the Vice President of Regulatory Affairs for NEDPA. And Allison is just completing her first year. We have a dynamic team at NEDPA, John.
So, Allison, tell us a little bit about government relations.
NEDPA has really put effort into expanding the organization to grow our presence in Albany and federally, just to make sure dairy farmers have a seat at the table when decisions are being made, their voice is being heard when these decisions are being made, so that we can have the best possible outcome laws and regulations that are rooted in reality, and lawmakers and those working in the agencies and regulators who have an understanding. Hopefully we've gotten them to a farm or two so they can see what goes on the farm and make their decisions from that better informed place.
So how important is it for dairy farmers to have their voice heard, to speak one-to-one to elected officials?
It's essential to have the story shared. If you're not at the table to have that discussion, be part of the decision-making, your voice isn't going to be heard. Your reality isn't going to be part of that process. So just really vitally important. I love being able to take farmers to Albany and have meetings with legislators where they're at. I love being able to take legislators out on farms in the summer when they have the time to do that, when they're out in the state in their districts. And so just being able to make that connection and then being there to answer the call when someone has a question. You know, we hope that if there's a question about dairy, people call us and ask us because we're going to be able to get them that answer versus making that decision without that information.
Tanya, how do they find out more about NEDPA?
They can visit us online at www.nedpa.org or follow our Facebook page as well as Twitter. And my last comment, John, would be I would like to thank you, John Clark, and FeedWorks for your constant support, not only of NEDPA, but of the dairy industry as a whole.
Thank you, Tanya. I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real country.
Don't rock the jukebox. Want to hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox. I wanna hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drowning memories. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear George Jones, cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like play me a country song. Get on rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Ellen Jackson and Don't Rock the Jukebox here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 53 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, they're higher. October up 8 to 24 even. November up 19 to 23.62. December up 9 to 22.44. January milk up 1 to 20.90. Meanwhile, cheese markets, barrels up 5.5 to 234, 40-pound blocks up 3.5 to 230.5, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.5 to 317.5, no trades. Grain non-fed dry milk up 1.5 to 139.5, one trade. Dry weigh steady at 59, two trades on the day. Cattle markets are called mixed today. Hog markets also called mixed at the open. Now, packer interest could improve. As it's noted, show lists are light in all major feeding regions so far this week. And if those show lists are light, we could see, again, some the potential, at least, for some higher cash markets. October live cattle opened the day at 176.32, December 176.42. February 177.52. September feeder cattle open at 238.47. October 235.40. November at 232.27. October hogs open at 78.55. December 71.15. And February at 75.05. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher after the big sell-offs from yesterday due to the harvest pressure. There's also positive weather as well to allow that harvest and pod fill to continue to move forward, and a lot of positioning ahead of that USDA crop report that will be released on Thursday. So we had the big sell-off yesterday. We have a lot of short covering here this morning. September corn up a quarter this morning to 379 and three quarters. December up 2.5 to 406 and three quarters. March up 2.25 to 425.5. New crop 25 up 2 to 446. November and January beans both up 9.75. November at 10.07. January at 10.25. March up 10 to 10.40. And new crop 25 up 8.5 to 10.56. September soybean meal steady this morning at 310.60. While October soybean oil up 48 cents to 40.76. Chicago wheat, September steady at 558 and three quarters, December up 4 to 578 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, September steady at 582 and a half, and December up 4 and three quarters to 614 and three quarters. Energy markets this morning are moving mostly higher after the big losses yesterday. October crude oil up $1.39 to $67.14, November up $1.35 to $66.49. October gas and November gas now both up 4 cents. October at 190, November at 187. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.49, October $3.49, new crop $3.54. Cash and New Crop Beans at 9:17. Big River Resources, Boysville Cash Corn 360, 6 and a quarter. October 350, 9 and a quarter. New Crop 359 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, Cash Corn 356, October 361, New Crop 356. Synergy Co-op at Elk Mound, Cash and New Crop Corn at 349, and Cash of Beans 942, New Crop 922. Allied Cooperative Blair, Cash Corn 354, New Crop 354, Cash Beans 935, New Crop at 917. At Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn 364, New Crop 360, Cash Beans 937, New Crop 935. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash Corn 344, New Crop 352, Cash Beans 947, New Crop 929. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 176 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 154 to 180, market cows 90 to 140, bulls 138 to 158, calves 250 to 860, beef steers at 219 to 445, Holstein steers 150 to 335. Sheep markets, market lambs 185 and down, light lambs 230 and down, ewes 110 and down, goat markets, does 130 and down, bucks 180 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 179 to 187.50, finished beef heifers 179 to 187.50, finished dairy steers 170 to 179, market cows 106 to 121, market bulls 123 to 163. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Our Labor Day savings start now at Lowe's. Right now, buy one, get one free on Valspar Reserve or HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Infinity or Showcase Interior Paint via Lowe's gift card rebate. Whether you're painting one accent wall or want to freshen up a whole room, we've got you covered. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Valid through 9/4.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day sale. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
The wind is blowing from a new direction. You're thinking about going, I know. Been a long season and hard on our affections, but that's no reason to let go.
If you stay.
get up on Sunday about 8:50 just to get the paper that I never read. 'Cause I know she'll be there barely in a row, sitting on her front porch, painting on her toes. Her husband's always on the road. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Hey! Sometimes Mrs. Rudy calls crying late at night, 'cause her and Mr. Ugly have had another fight. We talk a while, I hear her smile when she says thank you. I tell her that she's welcome like any friend would do. I only wish she knew. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Imagination, infatuation, I'm what she deserves. I wonder if she thinks about me the way I think about her. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDA.
What you need's a sugar daddy, diamond rings and a brand new caddy, little thing. What you need are satin pillows, ribbons blowing down like willow. What you need is me to love you. You're the kind of woman that likes to be on her own, except for
put your pedestal up so high, they won't dare to look down. What you need's a sugar daddy, diamond rings and a brand new caddy, little things to help a girl make it through. What you need a sad me to love you. What you need is me to love you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Mark Bradke. He is the regional sales person for Taranis with Elsevia Co-op. And we're going to find out what Taranis is and how it can help you on your farm. I had a chance to talk with Mark during the answer plot with Winfield United recently. Mark, thanks for joining us. All right. It says the story of your fields at our fingertips. Tell us what Taranis does and is.
So what we do is we utilize satellites and drones, six flights for the drones each season. Satellites are going all the time. But basically what we do with Taranis is we're able to utilize our insights to bring more value to the grower by being able to look at plant by plant in the field. Rather than just taking a field average, most people don't have enough time to scout a field properly. We just don't have time. So what we're doing is we're looking for five threats, starting with stand counts. Make sure that we're off to a good start, utilizing also to look at weeds, nutrient deficiencies, looking at disease as well. So we're just able to cover every acre six times a year, and get that information back to the grower and to the agronomy person at the local co-op in Elsevia in this case, so that they can make better decisions to work on what might be salvageable this year, so in-season adjustments, or also just look at what we can do better next year. If it's a lack of nutrients, if it's a lack of nitrogen, whatever it is, we can monitor that and make sure that we take care of it next year. Because, again, everything.
Okay, so I guess my first question. Now, I get the drone can see everything. Okay, flyover, satellite can too. It can see everything above the ground. But how do you know what's below the ground?
The way that we look at nutrient deficiencies, again, is how they express themselves in the leaves rather than being able to do any kind of soil sampling at all. And again, what that leads to typically is a tissue sample by the local retailer, making certain that they can validate what's going on out there. But no, we can't see anything that's underground.
So it's really just, wow, you know, we're looking over Brian's cornfield here, and geez, you know, it's supposed to be green. It's all yellow. We think you might have a nitrogen issue, and then I go out to the field with my agronomy person, do a little testing in the soil to find that out.
Yes, correct. And again, we're going to see that earlier than most people can see it, because again, we're going to be able to see the whole field at one time, as opposed to a salesperson or yourself being out there and trying to walk a field where, again, if we spend an hour out there, we wouldn't even see an acre. So we're looking at every acre, every plant, every time we fly.
Talking with Mark Bradke with Taranis, again, with Elsevia Co-op. And, okay, so now we talked a little bit about corn, but can we use this for other crops, i.e. alfalfa or soybeans? Or we're starting to see more wheat in western Wisconsin. Can we use it for those, too?
Yeah, right now we focus on soybeans and corn, looking a little bit at cotton as well in the south. Wheat and alfalfa are a little too dense for us to be able to differentiate what's going on out there. So we just mainly focus on the two crops in the Midwest, corn and soybeans.
And so we have the drones six times a year, and that I get that. I have to come out to my farm to do that. But with the satellites, is that something that's continuous all the time?
Yeah, so the satellites are running all the time, and we collect probably 3 to 6 different rounds or different cycles each week from those. What we do a little differently than just showing an NDVI thing is that we're able to look at that, let's say on a Wednesday, and then compare it to the Wednesday before and see if that mass is better, greener, or less green. And again, that doesn't tell us anything other than there might be a problem in that field. Then we pick up our phone, we georeference ourselves right to that spot, take a look at it. We do that in between flights, and we do that at the end of the year when we're done flying. It just gives a better idea rather than walking out in an 80-acre field and trying to find a problem.
Again, if you'd like more information on the Taranis program, just contact Elsevia Co-op. They can help get you set up for that, if anything, for the next growing season. And this is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. A quiet stretch of weather is expected over the next 48 to 72 hours. No widespread precipitation chances until the weekend or likely early next week. Wildfire smoke aloft will continue to create the hazy skies through Thursday. Highs will be in the 80s. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 79 to 84, relative humidities at 44 to 49%. South winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 55 to 60, relative humidities at 83 to 87%. South winds at 5 to 7. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs 82 to 87, relative humidities at 41 to 46%. South winds at 5 to 9, 12 hours of sunshine. Friday, sunshine, highs 85 to 90. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 80 to 85. And for Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The biggest challenges of being a wild duck is finding suitable habitat. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Ducks need grasslands and wetlands to nest and raise their brood as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.